Base, Texas. AlexJonesLive.com is launched and has successfully reached escape velocity. It has now delivered its payload to orbit. Operations Against Globalists commences now. Coming up, the latest insanity by Trump and Iran escalating to the verge of absolute war, and how we can decouple from this is Tucker Carlson, right? That Trump is held hostage by Israel? Undoubtedly, but the question is why, and when he's held hostage, we are. But first, that V for Vendetta I mentioned, where V explains ideas are bulletproof, that's what this is all about. You try to wear somebody's skin, you can try to steal somebody's show, you can try to silence them so that you can then write a fake history about it, but that always happens with our folk heroes. And the cycles continue, and the public figures that out and then knows to rally behind them, and then the massive strides and effect is created, and you are defeated. And in this case, I'm very blessed, because many patriots have been shut down, silenced, and defeated, and their history is rewritten, but still the good they did is paid forward. But I have been so blessed by God, thanks to all the listeners and viewers defending me, that I've not had to suffer that fate. In fact, it's been the enemy's biggest defeat in many levels, what's happened with me, because of your steadfast support and my unwavering will, which again, I don't have integrity. I am integrity. And by that, I mean, I just can't stop. So thank you for empowering us, because I could have all the will in the world. Without you behind us, we are nothing. So share the live feeds, support us, incredible supplements, incredible products, wide selection of Patriot apparel, thealexjonesstore.com, the engine funding the Second American Revolution, 1776 worldwide. Here is V for Vendetta.
Now that's done with, it's time to have a look at your face. Take off your mask.
No.
Defiant to the end, huh?
You won't cry like him, will you? You're not afraid of death. You're like me.
The only thing that you and I have in common, Mr. Creedy, is we're both about to die.
How do you imagine that's going to happen?
With my hands around your neck.
Bollocks. What are you going to do, huh? We've swept this place. You've got nothing. Nothing but your bloody knives and your fancy karate gimmicks. We have guns.
No, what you have are bullets. And the hope that when your guns are empty, I'm no longer standing. Because if I am, you'll all be dead before you've reloaded.
That's impossible! Kill him.
InfoWars getting attacked the last decade viciously. It's okay. It's all part of God's larger ritual. They play into our plan. Now it's my turn.
My turn. Bulletproof.
and the armored shield was you, the listeners, millisecond by millisecond, praying for us, sharing the links of the articles, and financing us so we could take it to the enemy with everything we had. As you held on, hold fast. I'm so thankful to listeners and viewers. Thank you for keeping me in the fight. It's everything. It's my very soul. It's my mission, my destiny, your destiny, and the destiny of this incredible crew that has fought so incredibly hard. From my heart to all of you forever, I salute you with every ounce of my soul. This is the great animating contest of liberty. This is what God designed us to be and who we are. And the great challenges of AI and all the other threats that are coming will not be our destruction, but will be the propulsion system to take us to the next level of ascension as we begin our real destiny into the stars, into the cosmos, into the dimensions, and beyond. You know it's written on your soul. You know God loves you, and you know he's got a plan. And yes, America's powerful and wicked. It's also great and good. That's the contending forces, the battleground of the future of humanity. All right. Well, ooh, it's the top thing. Oh, hundreds of millions of views everywhere. Tucker Carlson talked to a New York Times snake in a long podcast, and he said Netanyahu holds America hostage, and that's true. They brag they run our foreign policy and trying to control our domestic with all the eight-front war, business, and censorship. So he talks about who got us into the war on record, who launched the attack first. Rubio was on record admitting that's all on record. They gave the fake intelligence to Trump. Just the Mossad, not the IDF, to their credit. And he's bad for saying the truth, and then he's bad for saying that Netanyahu holds us hostage, meaning he holds America hostage with all his indictments and convictions and Trump begging the president and the Supreme Court to give him a pardon. What do they have on? Well, we now know from the emails that indeed what we already knew was true. Epstein was Mossad. And we never saw any evidence of Trump with the underage kids and all that, but a bunch of his circle, like Lutnick, who I said, I remember about a year ago, I said, you know, there's a cover-up going on. Lutnick was the insider trader on 9/11, so much more. He lived next door to Epstein. I bet it's Lutnick. 2 hours later, White House calls up. There's off-record things. So I'm not going to say who. And they're like, Howard was heard this, and he likes you. You want to come up here? Hey, everything's okay. What do you need? What do you want? That was the thing I talked about. When I said, you know, what do you want? What do you need? It wasn't like they said, well, bribe you. It was like, hey, what do you want? What do you need? You know, hey, he's not involved. It's fine. I went, oh, I hit the button there, didn't I? Show you how much they listen and watch. One time I was on air about 8 years ago, and I was saying, look, Q was created by two people in the White House, one high level, one low level. And they told me it got taken away from them and the databases by the Democrats, so now it's not trustworthy. And people were thinking I was making it up. So I said, even though it was in confidence, I may just say who. My producer comes running in. She goes, I told them privately. They just called. They're begging you. Don't say it. My point is that, like, I'm not making any of this stuff up, boys and girls. And the only reason I'm still alive is because God has decided to keep me alive. And God's in control. So I need your prayers. All right. So let's get into this because it's a fiasco in the latest developments just in the last 24 hours here. But here's Tucker getting into all this with the snake from the New York Times. Here it is.
That said, I didn't hear a single time from anyone, including from the Secretary of State himself, who I spoke to about this, any enthusiasm for doing this. My strong impression, and I could be wrong because I don't work there, is that no one in the building was pushing for this, at least overtly, that all the pressure was coming from outside. Constant calls from donors and people with influence over the president, well-known Rupert Murdoch, Mary Madelson, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then a small constellation of, I guess they'd be called influencers, beginning with Mark Levin, but there were others, Sean Hannity, you know, pushing the president to do this and telling him that you will be a figure out of history, you will save and redeem Israel or something I think that was the case they were making. And I didn't hear of anybody making the case that this would be good for the United States. I don't think that was ever a conversation. It's hard for me to believe that he just sort of organically reached this place at the end of February. He's like, oh, I think it's a good idea. He did not think it was a good idea. Shutting down a fifth of the world's oil and gas? Of all people, Trump knows that's bad.
You said he's a hostage just now. You told the BBC he's a slave to foreign interests.
Correct.
So I just want to ask you to be sort of explicit. I mean, Trump is being held hostage by whom?
By Benjamin Netanyahu and by his many advocates in the United States. And we know that not simply because Trump started the war on February 28th, but because he couldn't get out of it. He declares we're having a ceasefire. This was 3 weeks in, 4 weeks in. He says we're having a ceasefire and we're having these talks and they're going great and we're going to open the strait. And Iran says, yeah, one of our conditions is Israel's got to pull back from southern Lebanon. You can't use the Iran war as a pretext for stealing more land from a sovereign country. That's not your country. Like, no. And it's not just Iran who felt that way. I think the rest of the world's like, what are you doing? I thought we were, you know, fighting the great existential threat, Iran, and now you're taking the opportunity to take Lebanon shore of the Litani River and bombing downtown Beirut. Like, what is this? Anyway, this was all very well known. And within hours of announcing this, Trump announcing this, Israel publicly, in a way that was designed to get the attention of everyone, including the Iranians, starts killing civilians in Lebanon. And what was the point of that? Not to secure the Israeli homeland. The point of that was to end any talk of a negotiated settlement, to keep this going until Iran was destroyed and chaotic, which is the Israeli goal. And so my perspective as an American is, look, we're the United States. We're a country of 350 million people. You are wholly dependent on us. You're a country of 9 million people with no natural resources. I'm not against you, but like, we're not co-equals here. But the point I'm making is Trump could not restrain Netanyahu. Netanyahu is the one person Trump could not say, hey, settle down, or we'll just defund you and your country will collapse in about 10 minutes, which is true. Israel can't defend itself without the United States, despite whatever propaganda you may have heard. So, again, it's not an attack on Israel. It's an attack on American leadership for not constraining its partner in a way that helps the United States. Trump said, I want a negotiated settlement. Israel stopped the settlement. Trump refused to even criticize Netanyahu in public. Are you joking? That's slavery. That is total control of one man by another. And it's, you know, that's between Trump and Bibi and God, as far as I'm concerned. But as an American, that's our president, our elected president, whose job is to protect our country and our interests and our economy. And he is looking out for Israel first. That's outrageous. And no amount of like, oh, you're an anti-Semite, which I'm not, and I'm never going to be, is going to stop me from noting that that's outrageous. It is outrageous. Said to him, what are the borders? Because my read of Genesis is that that's a big hunk of land. That's the Middle East. Does Israel have a right? Because you're referring to this text as the basis of the right to have that land. And he said, fine with me. So like on many levels, theological and diplomatic, kind of a big thing to say. The White House was annoyed that he said it out loud.
They had a little mistake. For some reason, a clip of Lebanon Christian areas being blown up in the last month popped in. 30-plus thousand homes, hundreds of churches, some of them 2,000 years old, blown up. Israel's now calling it the Gaza plan for the rest of the Middle East. They're openly saying greater Israel, they're gonna take it all over. So I did have that clip coming up later. But let's go over just some of these articles. I'm going to shift gears into the domestic news with the left's up to. We got to watch them, obviously, here. But Trump says Iran war terminated as war powers deadline arrives. So last Thursday and Friday, Trump comes out and he says, well, the war is over. It was the 30th time. So I don't have to get war authorization from you. And they said, okay, well, it's over. So they got a peace deal. It's over. And by Friday evening, he said, it's not over. I'm authorizing Israel to destroy them. We're going to hit them again one more big time, and then it's over. So I guess that'll be 31 times. And I'm supposed to just say, wow, that's trillion D chess. Trump tells Congress ceasefire means he does not need their approval for Iran war. Trump casts doubt, this is Saturday and Sunday, on peace deal, as says Tehran has not paid a big enough price. We have a video of Trump saying that, and that he's getting ready to hit them one more big time, and then it'll be over. Trump hands Netanyahu immediate authorization to strike Iran's energy facilities, preparing to announce failure of negotiations. So he doesn't say he thinks it's over. He says it's over, then it's not over. And he, again, has all these Howard Lutnicks in his administration, insider trading, openly doing it, saying, we don't care, we're going to be pardoned. Then the polls are coming in, worse and worse and worse, the scientific ones. These are accurate polls. Trump loses ground on several personal traits as approval rating slips again to all-time lows. Trump in 2024 had much higher numbers. He's lost almost all independents. He's lost massive numbers of Hispanics, Zoomers, Millennials, Gen Xers, Boomers, even 7% on them, Gen X, 25% of the support he had. That's not the support he has. It's what's been lost. Millennials, 30%, Zoomers, 35%, Hispanic, 27%, overall, 22%, 80% of independents. Here's a clip of Trump. A D.C. pollster just texted me, it's over, after Donald Trump's speech today where he called affordability a line of BS. That's coming up next hour. There is not one Republican lawmaker who is up in 2028 that didn't just crap their pants. He just gave Democrats the perfect ad. Yeah, and he says, it's great. We fix it. There's no inflation. Got the clip. I'll play it next hour. That's just like he said a month ago. He goes, I don't care about Medicare and Medicaid, and we're not going to help you on that. We're a war country now. It's all about war. Okay. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, if you're going to screw poor people, don't tell them you're doing it. Maybe we should just play the club. No, we'll do it next hour. Nobody's telling you how effed up the farmers are in America right now. The Agriculture Secretary just confirmed it publicly in Congress. One in four farmers has no fertilizer secure for spring for the first time ever. They're not even buying it. No fertilizer, no crops, no food. On average, they've cut their fertilizer purchases this year by half because the price is so high. Did you hear that? Half the fertilizer is being bought. You know what that means? Half the food. Farm bankruptcies are up 46%. 160,000 farmers closed since 2017. Less than half of all farmers will even turn a profit this year. They're not struggling. They're being wiped out. And the media is busy covering everything else. The real story behind this hasn't been told yet. Absolutely. That is dead on. Meanwhile, I've seen this on CNN, Fox, everywhere. Iran's reportedly, with no evidence, strapping mines to dolphins to weaponize the Strait of Hormuz, even though they have no known dolphin weapon program. The United States has a program bigger than all their countries combined. Yes, kamikaze dolphins. And even Mike Benz, who's a big Trump supporter, has come out and said it's absolute, complete crap. People forget how big media sounded over and over again that Russia had militarized the dolphins as well. It's the same story. Oh, they're being mean to the dolphins. Meanwhile, the country doing it's us. My point is, it's just the war propaganda is disgusting. We get the radical left to say we're not winning in Iran. Trump, it's treasonous. Well, he only told us the war was over 30 times. Never told us what the actual aim was. It was really regime change. I mean, I don't want to sit here and bash Trump. That is not my aim. That is not my goal. I want him to succeed, but I'm not going to sit here and lie to people. I'm not going to sit here and watch him flip-flop every 5 seconds and say that's really a good thing. It's not going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. Not going to happen. Now, I'm going to get more into this next hour because it's a lot bigger than just the Onion and the Democrats funding it and Bloomberg trying to shut us down and getting caught in court and all that. It's part of this larger plan to shut down the popular media because the bigger story is the corporate media is dead. And Nick Fuentes did a powerful 18-minute rant on this in Post. We post this to X and to Rumble tonight, clips from the show. I'm going to add the whole 18-minute clip where he gets into it all. But I'm going to play a shorter section of this, just a few minutes long, Nick Fuentes. Talking about how this operates in context with InfoWars and myself. Here it is.
And that's just how it goes. So you think about those, you think about how that array, that matrix looks. You look at somebody like Barry, like Alex Jones, that's like just to me the perfect comparison. Alex Jones is endlessly parodied, imitated, emulated. Everybody does an impression of him. Everybody thinks he's hilarious. He is an American original, American icon of broadcasting, a true original. Like, you can't say enough about him like that. And he's being crushed under the thumb of this system. Nobody's going to help him out. He's going to start Alex Jones Network. Barry Weiss is this like pretentious lesbian from New York. She's a fucking retard. She's just as dumb as they come. So unlikable. So stupid. And she's running CBS News. That's your Jewish meritocracy that they want to. Why are Jews running the media? Because they were the middlemen in the Middle Ages, right? Because the Catholic Church outlawed usury. Right, they're going to say something like that, right? You say, why is Barry Weiss running the media? And the Jews are going to say, it's because we're smarter. We're smarter than you, Goy. It's because they're just so much smarter. It's because the stupid mud farmers in the Middle Ages banned the Gentiles from collecting interest. And that's why 900 years later, Barry Weiss is running CBS, right? Isn't that what they say? It's that Ashkenazi IQ. Even though she's an idiot, even though she's running CBS into the ground, even though the free press was a joke, she gets $150 million from her Jewish sugar daddy. And it's one thing after another for her like that. From the Shalem Center to Brett Stevens being her mentor to the seed funding from Lonsdale at the Free Press and University of Austin right through to now CBS News falling upward. And not one stop along the way did she need to have an original thought, a personality, an audience, business sense, anything. Versus someone like Alex Jones, someone like Candace Owens. It could not be more clear. You know, same thing with Ben Shapiro. Ben Shapiro's a punk. Who likes this guy's a piece of shit. He's a smarmy, arrogant cocksucker, this guy. Everybody knows that. Know it all, above it all. Everybody, to him, everybody, you're an idiot. You're a moral idiot. Wagging his finger in our face, we need to support Israel more versus someone like Alex Jones. That's your society. That's the system.
And it's more nuanced in this longer clip. I don't make it all about the Jews. My point is that the Israel lobby makes it about Jews if you disagree with Israel running our foreign policy. Israel really is trying to take control of this country right now, and it's a big problem. All right, we're going to go to break. I've got masses of news I haven't hit yet. So much in the second hour. Then Harrison Smith's coming in live. I'm so thankful to the crew, the great work they've done. I'm so thankful to all viewers and listeners. I just can't thank all of you enough. Share those live feeds. It is not part of the victory. It is the victory. Because this signal gets out, the establishment's done, okay? I got a bunch of crazy human-animal chimera news all over the mainstream, and it's insane. But first, it is the alexjonesstore.com that has the amazing products. Widest selection of Patriot apparel. It's ridiculous how many designs are. It's almost too many, almost 800. Ball caps, T-shirts, all of it. It's so good. The problem is finding it all. So I'll have one shirt I want to get again or give it as a gift. It takes like 20 minutes to find it. So I can't remember the name of it. But the point is the supplements are the very best. The ultramethylene blue, all of it, thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. And there's a bunch of huge sales going on, even though it's very popular. We now have the methylene blue gummies that are even stronger than the regular tincture. It's the same tincture, but it's concentrated. Those are 58% off. And the T3 iodine is so amazing. And a lot of stuff that sells out at thealexjonesstore.com is on the sister site. Like the dagger sold out. There's a few left over at realalexjones.com. It's a sister site run by Bigley. Realalexjones.com for a bunch of stuff that's sold out at thealexjonesstore.com. If it's sold out there, go to realalexjones.com. But whatever you do, share the live feed on X right now, Real Alex Jones and Rumble, The Alex Jones Show. Hour number two straight ahead, my friends. Draft politics.